Okay, we will play Rewrite, number 24, April 6, 2011. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Bob was.
When? When was this in the private reading with Brian?
Yeah. Regarding China and the Sentinel.
Right.
And then now Brian has a new perspective of what that even is.
Right.
And good. Okay.
But that connects to some of the seven wonders.
It will.
Yeah. So we have a new aspect.
Do you see how we said that it will? Meaning, if you pressed it not so much right this hot second, but.
And that relates to the. Gyroscoping chart itself.
Well, but since y'all learning how to triangulate, you'll be able to cipher that yourself. You see.
But these different meanings. Are the ratios caused by the oscillating gyroscoping hologram of the chart?
Okay.
So it has different meanings and different ratios.
That's okay. That's not problematic for us. But now, Bob has said this a million times, and we're going to say it one more time, just like Bob. Do not get stuck in any tiered level of this connection that you're making. Because sure as you get stuck, you'll find that it would be diminished or replaced or repulsed.
Like a Raiders of the Lost Ark movie, you know, he'd overcome some situation, but then he'd have to come up with another way of thinking of the next crazy environment he had to get through. He wouldn't apply what he learned in the previous one to the new situation, I don't think.
Kurt, that's fair. Yes.
Ion, because once we get through the revelations, we're going to do Finnegan's Wake, right?
Do you want to?
And it'll extend this even more, correct?
It will. And then you'll be ready to apply the play for cipher and read what James Joyce was really trying to say all the fucking while.
Because was he talking about the hologram?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. It's not what you thought, it's what you knew.
It's what I knew. Thank you, love.
And Issy ain't got over it yet.
Okay, very cool.
Issy is a character in Finnegan's Wake.
Yes, that's correct.
But Ion, do we first have to apply a play for cipher to the angel diagram?
Nope.
No? Okay.
You do not. It's complete.
Okay.
It's complete. It's yours for the taking.
Okay, how many degrees of freedom are there in the gyroscope of the diagram?
Define what you mean when you say degree of freedom.
Okay, normally in a gyroscope there's 3 degrees of freedom within the gyroscope object, meaning I can turn it, you know, left to right, forward, back.
14.
14 degrees of freedom? Okay.
That's correct.
Cool.
Because that's the only way you're going to get the holographic dynamic.
Yeah.
So does that mean each ring is a degree of freedom?
No. Each ring has 14 different degrees that it can move.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's why your arcs are going to be significant when you start pulling. If you're calling, if you look at saving, you're looking at saving, and Z up in the corner is your A angle, okay? And down at the point is your B, and then the little A's are the C angle.
Yeah.
And then you start pulling an arc. If you extend those line segments and pull an arc, you're going to find that it almost goes to that next ring. But when you pull the calculation from that gate and you pull a cord from the not perfectly round circle, you're going to change the whole proximity or the aspect. Now, Chad, you're going to call that ratio, and we're not going to disagree with you. However, aspect would be more apropos.
Mm-hmm.
Not aspect ratio, just aspect?
Correct. Because you would say it's ratio, and you wouldn't be wrong, but once you play with it a bit, you're going to find. Because if you measure those lengths of all of those tangents, if each of those are a tangent, if you look at all those tangents, you're going to find they have different lengths of the line segments. So the only way you're going to make that ever flow for you is to pull chords off those opposing angles from the circular. You're gonna have to extend those line segments to be able to pull an arc for a chord to make that work. But and see, even all your ciphering, hell, even all your equivalents are marked. If you look, every value that you're not knowing, it's gonna have. It's got the value on the outer ring. Remember that trigonometric value?
Yeah.
See,
okay,
even the ciphering's done for you.
We dropped off our call when you were talking, when Chad asked that question about the playfer. So what was your answer?
Oh, the angel diagram has no playfer cipher. It's
okay.
Straight out. Full-on, full, non-physical frontal nudity.
Okay, perfect. Okay, good.
But the wake and Ulysses will have a new meaning when you get through with that.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Good. Okay, that was that part. Let's see.
All participants are now unmuted.
Wow, that's all. there's a lot of...
You heard that complex... Yeah, the complex chord angle talk. Okay.
It also puts new light in what you and Chad were talking about last week about the eye and the ear.
Right.
Triangulation.
Yeah. Yeah. On What Youth? Is that what
yes,
we talked
what
about
youth.
That? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so now I'll move it forward. To 235.
All participants are now muted. All participants are now unmuted.
Anything you want to say? Is that it? Don't forget, I played an earlier part way back there, beginning of the show, when Ian took a break. I played some interesting stuff. Okay, so nothing.
All
said.
Participants are now muted.
Now you're watching TV shows that are about us, made the same day or 2 weeks before. It comes back to Zappa. He said the only thing he wanted to know was, what time is it? He knew you couldn't tell what time it was anymore. And so his music is timed for our situation today, which you can hear from James's private reading excerpt on the addenda section of How Ionic.
So is the angel, the cell in the angel diagram, is that what's referenced in Bob's chart by the spinning clothing crystals?
Well, not complete. That hasn't been completed yet. But it will be. But it's not complete yet. But y'all think Bob's chart's done. It's not done.
Yeah, now, under the influence of all this stuff, Chad, studying Bob and McLuhan and fragments of Zappa, came up with a band called The Mystery Body, was it, Chad?
Yeah.
In 2008, I got interviewed. Chad was on Vancouver radio, and I called in from New York. That was a day or two before we left to come to Maui in May 2008, right? Right,
yep.
Chad?
Yep.
And we discussed your album or your band, and you were trying to make Mystery Body music or something.
Right.
Right. So that was a pretty interesting aspect. Since I was talking about you know, and a week later, I'm in Venice being interviewed by Willie Benign, who wrote in an email today about something from Oakland. I think that was him. I was on Venice talking about the mystery landscape and being taped by Willie, and then that was anticipating Ion, though I, on the cortex level, didn't know it was. But you can synchronize Chad's talk with me the week before. So as Chad's band anticipated,
sitting in a bar drinking herself to death, was staring at the grassy knoll where Bob was being recorded as early as last week.
Yeah, she was staring at that spot. But Chad, in that sense, you're you know, client number one, patient number one, whatever you are, number one.
Patient. Is that... He's been patient with us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dad's but it's interesting, Chad, that you had a band, and Michael and Ellie Roselle of the Evergreens came to that performance, or one of those performances. It's very tightly.
They came to the debut performance.
Which was in the fall of 2008?
No, November, or December 2007.
Oh, so the radio interviews after that. But you have the Evergreen connection happening right there with this mystery body. It's like Chad's music and band was miming what was coming the way page 254 of Finnegan's Wake mimes McLuhan coming.
Dude.
The cultural language or mortar is being a psychic or providing the effects without before causes. Anyway, that's the digression.
Woo.
Who was that?
We said woo.
Yeah. So you see, the chemical body in LaRouche Quadrant is about science, but there's nothing in regular science that you can read in LaRouche other than they monitor through their magazine, the Executive Intelligence Review, and other information sources. They monitor everything that's going on in science. They're really good at it, but they push the conceptual interpretation of what the effects of that new science are beyond what the scientists accept. So before Ion's correction of the whole process, LaRouche was pretty good.
Very good.
Oh, yeah. So I wanted to mention this in half an hour ago. This is the, it was about 23 months ago that it was May 2009 that Ion, end of April, first part of nine, Ion had only been around two months. Ion started talking about Fringe and told us to watch it. And it was, I think it was in those end of season one episodes that we heard the first parable, which was the colliding snow globes. So Ion was explaining 2 years ago about the meaning of the snow globes from our limited perspective back then, 2 years ago compared to now.
For today.
And so it's interesting that this is like the two-year anniversary of that was the first thing that Ion felt prompted to explain in that series. Was the collision of the snow globes, which is what we're talking about today.
Sorry, I got dropped. What was that date? May?
2 years ago. See, the final episodes of season one of Fringe was in the first couple weeks of May. I think they're number 19 and 20 or 20 and 21. You look at them, you see the great portrayal of the parallel worlds with Olivia shifting in Broyles' office. That I later watched the first 18 episodes, and they're not that interesting. It's when they start using ionic scenarios that their camera work gets better, so to speak. And but it was also, I think, in those final shows of that season, you saw Nina demonstrating the globes colliding. And that was the first thing Ion talked about for us to note in Fringe, because we weren't watching Fringe at that point. So Ion's bringing that back today, talking about it.
Yeah.
And we were asked about when they were going to cancel the event. We said, oh, no, 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 no. You ain't even got to the good stuff yet. And somehow, magically, they've gone on and on and on and actually got to some good stuff, huh?
Yep. Magically.
What? Hey, Chad, you ought to put Mystery Body online or something. Just put it in Dupes Non-Physical. It's part of the Ion history.
Okay. I'll link to a couple of things, yeah.
Yeah, are you trying to sell it? Are you selling it? What is it?
So, the music that we made, I have it. That's all. We're not really doing anything with it.
Yeah, so that music, you don't mind making free on dupes?
Yeah, we don't care.
Yeah, so you ought to demonstrate and provide those liner notes you wrote.
Okay. Yeah, not a problem.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Chad, I've actually been looking for some, how would you phrase it, some ionic music.
Okay.
Bob?
Yes?
Yeah, Bob.
That's B-A-W-B.
Brian is looking for an ion playlist. Brian?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where is that list? I got to make sure, guys.
Brian, you ever heard of Vessel Goodman, I think it is?
Let's see. I don't know. Maybe once or twice.
she was Gomer's sister.
Yeah.
Hey,
with
Brian,
better hair.
I have a whole Ion playlist of all the songs he sent and a lot of songs he's played on Cash Flow. It's all on YouTube. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, which one is it? Yeah, what is the new one? What's the new one called? Which email is that, JW? You sent me a whole bunch of, Ion, you sent me a whole bunch of stuff.
It's the first part of Melting Titanium. It's all put together.
Oh, yeah, Melting Titanium, right. I've got to excerpt that, right. That's right.
No, it's separate. You don't excerpt it, just send it.
Well, the whole thing is on one recording. It goes 5 hours.
No, it is not. It's stopped and started. 5 hours was after that, Bob.
I don't know if I got that way, but I assume I did. I haven't done that since last night.
What have you been doing, Bob?
Sleeping.
Sleeping, and been on the radio a minute, and then that was it. And converting a Christian, and now doing
I converted a Christian today. The effect will be obvious in about 12 months.
So, Bob, you're going to send us Ion's playlist from last night's Melting Titanium. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, it's the actual... He started Melting Titanium early or something before I get back from the beach to make this sample of an hour and a half of Ion music, or
awesome.
Hits that Ion likes.
Awesome. Great. Perfect. All right, send it out. Yay!
So, Ion, what would the diagram sound like if it was represented musically?
A cyclonic resonance never heard on the planet heretofore.
Well, can you give us a sample?
No.
Can you tease us?
He just did.
Blow the trumpet in Zion.
Is that a song title?
Do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about what you did with... the Chief Radio hijacking, is that some kind of resonance warbling?
Nope.
That's not.
That would
be Trumpet, whoever he is.
Is that how they were trying to describe Om? Or?
Om, mighty, 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 Om. Sounds like an old renegade Holley carburetor that's gobbed up.
That's why I was saying, is that how they were trying to describe it? Because it's supposed to be
The best thing you're going to get that would even be anywhere in a proximity, you had to go to Tibet. And the ones that you'll find won't be accurate, but they'll be close. And they have these bells that are like the size of Toyota Camrys.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the great big old stick on two big old things, and they back them up and put like a hammer and strike the bronze bell. That sound, the reverberation, would be the closest thing, and it's light years away, but it'd be the closest you'd get to that trumpet.
Remember, Chad, in the Grand Wazoo, the mystery trumpet? The Emperor Cletus Auretus Auritus. Now, Ion won't say it, but we know that Frank Zappa was the closest to what Ion's talking about.
Right.
And you probably haven't heard some of that recorded stuff. I mean, in his laboratory. Now, he can say bullshit all he wants, but that's a personal bias of non-physical.
Beast.
You know, in the last footage of Zappa, he's with the Mongolian. Remember that?
Even
the
singers.
Yeah. I mean, I got two others to back me up here, Ion. We got Chad's physical, and what's his fuck face? James's physical. We got three fucking physicals that can wipe out your non-physical with a spit. One hoiker.
That's our favorite part of Zappa was the last of it. Yeah.
The last of it. Chad and James know that Zappa Presents, you can only get it through Dweezil, and that's not the whole story, but you get a taste of it with the Dweezil experience, because Ion did say to James that Zappa's music was made to be heard today with the equipment that could bring it out.
Bob, like, totally, oh, my God, what a Bob
like Moon Unit, like gnarly dude.
Yeah, I mean, Zappa knew the power of words. He's a teenager walking around with a T-shirt, ionization on it for several years. I mean, that's getting ready for his role.
Yeah, he intuited a lot of stuff, but I think Ion's correct when he goes bullshit, you know, because he didn't make it.
Oh, you ain't heard nothing yet. You haven't heard me do Zappa. Wait till I do Zappa.
I have my own private opinions, but you know, I'm just talking about.
Yeah, keep your private stuff to yourself. I'm talking public language.
Oh no, hell, you got private stuff. Let's see.
Hey, I think this is what I propose. I propose that, just like we did the office party for tailgate, we have a beach party with Ion. And Ion can bring all of his Vestal, and Bob, you can bring all your Zappa, and we'll have a sound-off. We'll see who wins.
Dangerous.
Yeah, and it's already written about in the liner notes to his 1972 album called The Grand Wazoo.
Okay.
And
the Legend of Cletus.
In the song, Let Me Take You to the Beach.
Yeah. Zappa already knew his key thing is the mystery trumpet. It's written about right in the story.
Don't upset the pigs, Bob.
Yeah. So anyways,
back to the diagram. If we made, you know, turned it into sound, Ion, what would the time signature be?
No time. What I'm saying. It's never been presented. So it wouldn't. Okay, you know the little woman who did the rat on her hand, Sherry. With lamb chop.
Oh yeah.
With the little puppet rat sock thing.
Yeah.
It goes like this. If you ever hear this, it is the song that never ends, and it goes.
Yeah.
On and on, my friend. Somebody started singing it, not knowing what it was, and they'll continue singing it forever just because it is the song that never ends. And it goes on and on and on and on, it doesn't stop. So, when that trumpet blows, there won't be any doubt.
So are you saying that when this trumpet blows, normally an instrument has a decay to its sound?
No decay. This enhances.
So this only gets more present after it's rung.
That is exactly correct.
Okay.
I can feel it in my teeth.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. And everything attached to them teeth, too.
Yep.
Some would say that for an ascended man, it would melt the very flesh off your bones, eventually.
It would melt the flesh off an unascended person's bones.
The little man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And is it like a singular? Is it a singularity where it's just run from one place, or is this in several places? Have
one once one is all, then it will be all.
Okay.
One sound will make it all sound in all place.
When you say blow the trumpet in Zion, does that mean that ushers in Zion?
Do.
Okay.
Well, now, some say that Gabriel's in charge of that.
Some say, but what do you say?
Well, we say that angels are footmen and they do God's bidding, so it's fine with us.
So we can summon the angels to make this sound.
You don't want this prematurely.
Yeah, we can do it ourselves.
You don't want it prematurely. Let it be. It'll be. It bees.
It bees, man.
So, okay, hold on. Prematurely indicates that there is some time sequence when it will sound.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
You wouldn't want to hear it now. It'd be too much.
Yeah, but just give it a minute. It'd be all right. It'll catch you fast enough.
Okay. Well, then back to this. What are the circumstances that
ascension.
Would... Okay.
But y'all the one that loosed the winds. Y'all the one that ushered the blood moon. Y'all the one that set this into motion. So I guess it's up to y'all. We should be asking y'all, what's your pleasure?
Yeah.
Bring it on now.
So let it be.
Yeah.
Let it be.
Done.
When you say y'all, Ion, are you addressing the 8 or so people here or the whole planet?
Oh,
every human being?
Fuck the planet. I'm talking to y'all.
Who's the y'all? How many are members of the y'all?
Well, so far you got Jenny Bell and Greg and Chad and Brian and Deb and Sasha and James and
Margarita
Connie and Margarita and Sheila and Rejoice and who are we forgetting? Bobby.
So here it is, guys. When I pressed this point a few weeks ago, he said, no, not you guys. But now he's tuning in. We brought it up last week, and now he's kind of saying it's us because we're saying it and expressing what's in the actual Bible. That triggers it. Ian would not say that 3 weeks ago.
That's correct.
He hedged up. He backed off.
That's correct.
Well,
on purpose.
That's what happened. It was last week, Bob, or 2 weeks ago, we got into Daniel. We got
yeah.
into the walk in 20 days.
Dude.
That was last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was activated by us last week. What came out of Daniel?
Do.
Yeah, and one thing that we noticed here since last week that the dimensions of objects around us are changing. So, like, the tree outside seems a lot smaller compared to the building across the street now, and, like, the different things seem to be changing in size relative to each other.
The perspective is becoming more acute. The perspective is now becoming more acute.
Mm-hmm.
So Angela's taking the drops, Chad?
She tried them for a couple days.
But she didn't stay with it?
No.
Sounds like no.
She's holding out, resisting as she always has.